Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Norm Borg with you from the home office at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. I don't know if you remember an old Bob Hope movie called I'll Take Sweden. Well, noted trainer John Bax hopes not only to take Sweden, but Oslo, Norway as well, and hopefully with Define the World, he'll take it by storm. That's next on Trot Radio. John Bax of Good Times fame is pretty proud of his latest pupil, that being Define the World, of course, who's been cleaning up, really, in the open class over at Woodbine Mohawk Circuit with a mark of 152 flat, taken last November. Came close to beating that about three starts ago in the open with 152-2. John, you're heading off to the Elite Lop and the Oslo Grand Prix. You must be excited.
Yeah, it's a great honor to represent the country, Norm, and this is my third time, and I can tell you this trip will never get old.
I'll bet it doesn't. Tell me something. The racing over there seems a little different than it is here. Nobody's too concerned about going the long mile, as it were. They tend to pair up for the entire distance. How does that play for Define the World?
Well, that's a million-dollar question. It's hard. You know, it's different. You're right, it's different racing, and it'll be the horses that have success are the ones that are able to adapt.
It's also a matter of conditioning, I would think.
Well, it is and it isn't. In Norway, we're going a little farther. We're going a mile and three-eighths, but that doesn't seem to be... I think it's more to do with toughness than conditioning, mental toughness.
Well, I think Define the World could be defined as having that attribute, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he's bred to be tough, and you know, as long as he isn't too hard on himself, you know, puts his energy in the right way. I think, you know, I'm certainly hoping he's competitive.
Watching some of the replays of past the Litlops, it looks as though the way that the race is set up in terms of race flow, it really goes to the horse that's got the best late closing kick and that can take a wide turn. How does that work for Define the World?
You know, it's saying that, you know, he's good off the front end or up close to the front. And like you say, it's a different style there. Hard to say. I know when Good Times was in the final of the Elite Lop, they went to the half and won one and went a mile and 56. And then, you know, other times you'll see where Snazzy Millie, I think, went to the half in, you know, 54 or 55 or something. So, you know, it's every race is different. It depends. It depends who gets on the front end.
Do you want it to be on the front necessarily?
Well, not necessarily, no. No, but I guess if I had my druthers, I'd rather be on the front end controlling the fractions than having somebody, you know, going a 32nd quarter.
Yeah, talk about backing it up. The horses from overseas, which ones that are entered in the Elite Lop are the ones that you think would give you the most trouble or that look the best on paper anyway?
Well, actually, I'm not too familiar with the horses over there.
Well, you've got Lucky Jim anyway and Enough Talk
Lucky
going
Jim
over.
Yeah, Lucky Jim and like Enough Talk were racing this weekend in Oslo against Enough Talk. And but you always got a ton of French horses, you know, and they're big, strong, fast, and can rough it. So there's lots of good horses over there. I think sometimes we underestimate the talent that's over there.
You're absolutely right, and not only do we underestimate the talent that's over there, we underestimate the popularity of harness racing in that part of the world. We see the numbers declining here, but having seen a few Elite Lops on television, obviously the opposite is true. You've been there. What's the is it close to, say, a Little Brown Jug Day over there in terms of atmosphere, or does it play more like a European soccer game?
Well, it may be a kind of a hybrid of the two. It's something I've never seen at a racetrack before. I've been to a couple jugs, and it's more boisterous than the jug, so it's more of a soccer game in I guess in the atmosphere, and they love their horses over there, and they're very appreciative of the you know, of what they do.
I noticed fans carrying placards of their favorite horse, much like fans would carry a placard of their favorite soccer player over there.
Yeah, they make some hats up for the different horses. You can go to the souvenir shop, and buy a hat of your favorite horse. There's T-shirts. It's in that respect, it's like a sporting event here.
Well, we could certainly take a page or two from their books, certainly.
Yeah, I think so. It's actually quite a revelation, to see it and feel it and hear it. Mm-hmm. Nothing quite like it.
Any special preparations, anything special you're going to be taking over there? I know that I think it's enough talk is taking his own hay and water, I think it is.
Well, we took our own feed and hay, whether it lasts the whole time or not remains to be seen. But, I've been over there before, and, feed, and,
Not an issue?
Not an issue, no.
Well, no. It may be even more chic feed because it's from Europe, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to put this little plug in here, and I know you're short on time. You got a busy day, and I've got my Rideau Carlton Raceway hat on. We'd love to have Defying the World come back for the Frank Ryan. Any hope of that?
Oh, sure. If he's healthy, he's there.
That's wonderful news. We wish you the best with the upcoming trip to Oslo and to Sweden for the Oslo Grand Prix and the Elitlop. John Bax, you've been a great contributor to this sport, and you deserve all the best of luck. Have a great time out there, and thanks for being on Trot Radio.
All right, thanks a lot.